Okay, so today is the first day of Elul. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, as we know, and it's important for us to begin to speak about some of the issues that have to do with Elul. They say a story from Rav Itzel Petterberger that he said, if the way Chazal set up the system was that we need 40 days in order to ready ourselves for Elul, and that was already in the times of Chazal, then imagine, he said, for us, and this was him talking about himself, we probably need to already start from Shvat. We need to start months back, months in advance, before we get to Rosh Hashanah. But be it as it may, we certainly have the Chodesh Elul that's set aside for us to think about tshuva and to work on ourselves to try to ready ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. Now, from the time that Elul begins until Yom Kippur, which is somewhat the climax of everything that we're trying to do, so we have a period of 40 days. Now, 40 is a very significant number that we find recurring throughout Chumash and throughout Chazal. Just to give a couple of examples and to explain what exactly it's all about. Moshe Rabbeinu ascends to the heavens, as we know. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up onto the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Something special about that. For some reason, it's 40 days, 40 nights. Why wasn't it 2 weeks? Why wasn't it 3 weeks? No, it was 40 days. The Mabel, as we know in the times of Noach, the Mabel came by Yehi HaMabel Arba'im Yom Al Ha'aretz. It was 40 days raining the land, and that's what destroyed the world. The Gemara says in Nidan Daf Lamed that up until 40 days when a Vlad, when a embryo is inside the mother's womb, until 40 days, we don't really know. It's not determined yet whether it's going to be a Zechor or an Akeva. In fact, modern science, I think, proves that to be the case, that until 40 days, we don't really know clearly whether the sex has been determined as of yet. But after 40 days, we assume that it's become clear whether the child is really going to be a male or a female, and because we assume that 40 days is what creates a Vlad. The Gemara there continues, the less famous part of the Gemara is that 40 days is the time that it takes for a neshama to be created as well, not only for the physical body to be determined whether it's going to be a male or a female, but the neshama as well is created in 40 days. Yonah HaNavi comes along and he tells Nineveh, in another 40 days, God is going to destroy the town of Nineveh. Again, he gives them a warning of 40 days. We find in just a couple of weeks in the Parsha, we're going to have in Parsha's Kisetze, Arba'im Yakenu, somebody who does something wrong, got to hit him, 40 Malkus. We only do 39, but the Pasuk says to do 40. We know when a person is Tameh, he has to go into a mikvah, Arba'im Sa. One has to go into a mikvah that has at least the amount of water, which is 40 sa big. And finally, we find by Klal Yisrael, by the Jewish people, when they were traveling in the Midbar, they were there for 40 years. So what's this all about? We're not so into numbers. Some people are very into numbers. Generally, we're not so into numbers. It's not something that we always take so much concentration to. But over here, it's obviously glaringly obvious. The Maharal writes in his Pirush on Chumash, when we talk about the Arba'im Yakenu, why hit the person 40 times? And that sheds light on all of these cases. What is the significance of the number 40. He explains to the Maharal, you know what's special about 40? He says that in order to destroy, in order to eradicate something bad that's in the world, or in order to get rid of something and suppress it, totally erase it from history, you need a period of 40 in order to get rid of it. That's the transformation. That's what will make something that was into something that no longer is. So that's why he says, the Mabul, we needed to have 40 days of rain in order to totally eradicate all of the bad that was in the world. The Mabul, 40 days on the earth, was able to get rid of that. Malkus, we give a person 40 Malkus because in order to purge every last bad part of their body, we have to make sure to give them 40 Malkus the same way there was 40 days of Mabul on the land. And so too by Nineveh. He tells him, you're going to have 40 days to correct your ways, and by a mikvah, you go into a mikvah of 40 Sa'ah. Once you submerge yourself into that 40 Sa'ah of water, now all of a sudden we can get rid of everything that you've had. But not only that, explains the Maharal, if you take it a step further, the Maharal would say as well, he's only going to describe what's the story with the 40 Malkus, but I think if you extend it, it makes a lot of sense also that not only is 40 the time that we need or the process that's necessary in order to get rid of something bad, but it's also to create something new, which is what we find by, let's say, the Gemara has a nida, like we said, in order to create a new neshama, in order to determine whether the child, whether the embryo is going to be a boy or a girl, a male or a female, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, in order to become the Am HaNivchar, in order to become God's chosen people, we needed a period of 40 years in the Midbar to totally transform us and make us into this new nation. And finally, by Moshe Rabbeinu Azel, by Kabbalah Sator, he needed a 40-day period, and that's what we go through as well now. We begin with the process of Chodesh Elul, which takes us all the way through the climax of Yom Kippur, which is a 40-day period to sort of transform us. Number one, to eradicate everything that we've had, to purge ourselves of all the bad that we have inside of us, all the mistakes that we've made, but not only that, also to create something new, to create a new embryo, to make a Briah Chadasha, to make something that we were not for. We find that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we always have the mitzvah of Ahalachta B'Drachah, which is Mahu Afata, the same way God does certain activities, so too we have to follow in His ways and do the same. So too that we say in davening every day, Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always creating something new each and every day, so too we have an opportunity to create ourselves anew through the process of tshuva. They say about Reb Simcha Bunim Yipshischa, a beautiful mimer that he says, Ashmaso shel adam eina bezeh shehu chote. The blunder, the mistake of a person is not that we do mistakes, that we do chataim. Why? Nisyono galu v'kocho efes. We know that the taiva, the yetzahara, for us to make mistakes and to do averus is tremendous. V'ha'adam ein tzadik baratz asher yasa tov lo yechta. There's nobody who can save themselves from making ultimately a mistake at some point in their lives. It's impossible. So he says that's not our blunder. Our blunder is not that we do averus, that we make mistakes, because everybody does averus. Ashmaso, he says, Reb Simcha Bunim, she'eino osa tshuva. Our mistake is not that we make the mistake. Our mistake is that we don't realize the opportunity that we have to do tshuva on the mistakes that we make. Vizuhi yacholas lasos b'chol rega, because that's something that we actually have the opportunity to do each and every day, each and every moment. And that's something that we could stop. That's something that we could create. It's something that we are able to have a hand in, instead of trying to figure out how not to do the Aveira, which is something that's impossible. At some point, everybody's going to make a mistake. He says we should try to focus our attention on working on the process of tshuva, which is so readily available. It's so accessible to all of us. They say in Reb Zevin, they have in the Sipuri Hasidim, that he writes, Reb Chaim Sanzer said as well, when I was younger, Reb Chaim Sanzer, the Divrei Chaim says about himself, Chashavti, I thought to myself, Sha'atzliach lahachazir lemutav es kol ha'olam. I thought, he had a young spirit, I thought I'm going to change the whole world. I'm going to be able to make everybody bali tshuva, I'm going to rouse everybody to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval, acharei misbar shanim, after I got a little bit older, umisbar achzavos, after I had some disappointments in my own life, and I realized I'm not as great as I thought, higati lidei maskana, I came to a new conclusion. I'm not going to try to fix the whole world. Mutav lazav es ha'olam, forget about the rest of the world, l'tapel rak ba'anshei ki lasi bilvat. Forget about the world. Let me focus on my own community, on Sanz, I guess, that's where he lived, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. So let me focus on my own shul, on my own kihila, on my own chassid, and let me forget about the whole world because it's too big for me to accomplish. And then he says, ulam, when I got a little bit older and a little bit more disappointed at what I did, I realized, let me forget about that also. Kibalti alai lahachzer l'mutav es b'nei desi bilvat. Maybe I'll just focus on my family, and b'sofa shel davar, after all was said and done, I realized, hechlatati, I made a new resolve, a new resolution, lazov akol l'tapo b'yiv ha'atzmi, ach gam b'zoz lehutzlachti. Forget about everything else, let's stop trying to save the world, says Reb Chaim Sanzer, now is the time for us to save ourselves. Now is the time for us to stop having these big wild dreams that are not realistic, and just to focus, to pay attention on things that we can change, on ways that we can fix ourselves, on ways that we can actually become better people, and forgetting about trying to change the whole world. The Rambam writes very famously in Hilchos Tshuva that a person should be shav b'tzoik tamid lifnei Hashem b'b'chi v'sachanunim. We should cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should go and supplicate ourselves until we get to the point where we're mishanashmo. We change ourselves entirely. We become completely different people, says the Rambam, through this process of tshuva. And we say, kelomar ani acher. I am a completely different individual from what you thought I was before. V'eini osa ha'isha asa osa amaisim. How does tshuva work, says the Rambam? When I go through this process, I totally transform myself to be somebody that I never was, to be something completely new. Ani ish acher. I'm not that old person that used to do those terrible things. I'm a completely new individual, and that's what the 40 days are about. The same way we need 40 days to create an embryo, to create a neshama, for Moshe Rabbeinu to create all of his godless and Torah, we need the Jewish people to have 40 years in the Midbar, so too we need a 40-day period, a process, to say, Ani ish acher. I'm a completely different individual. I'm not the person who you thought I was. I'm reconditioning myself, I'm doing a complete overhaul to make myself somebody else than I actually used to be. The B'nai Yisoscha writes a very beautiful medrash. The medrash says, V'hinei amr b'medrash u'shmartim mitzvosa v'asisim osam. The medrash writes that you should u'shmartim mitzvosa, you should guard the mitzvos v'asisim osam. So he says, the medrash has a kasha. Why doesn't it say u'shmartim v'asisim mitzvosa? Why does it have an extra word there? It says u'shmartim mitzvosa. Why don't you just put both of those nouns in front of the word mitzvosai? So he says like this, because the Medrash tells us, if a person puts himself out and makes sure to follow the mitzvos of the Torah, it's as if you've sacrificed yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he, Kaviyachol, knows that it's not easy for us to do, to perform all of these mitzvahs that we try to do throughout the year. It's not so easy. So, ki'ilu asisim atzatzmachem, it says, if we have given of ourselves. And then he goes on to say, v'chein amri b'balei tshuva. The Medrash writes in Vayikra, ma'ale alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki'ilu asa es atzma mechadosh. The Medrash says, it's as if we have completely transformed ourselves to become somebody completely different than what we used to be. That is what a Baal Tshuva is. It's somebody who was never here before. And then he goes on to explain that the experience of Chodesh Elul is one where we have the opportunity to become an actual Briah Chadasha. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Why should Tshuva actually work? How can you just get rid of something that you've done wrong? So he says, no. The reason tshuva works is because you become an absolutely different person. The Beis HaLevi has in his drashas on Chumash that the Medrash has a very strange conversation that happened between Adam HaRishon and his son. What happened? Cain and Hevel were together in the fields. Each one brought a carbon. Cain goes ahead and kills Hevel. He's jealous of him, whatever the story was, and he kills his brother. Adam HaRishon comes out and he says, Cain, what's the story? Where's your brother Hevel? So what's doing? So Cain says, well, I did something wrong. I killed him, but, you know, I said something. I did tshuva, and all of a sudden, I was forgiven. Says the Medrash, all of a sudden, Cain is so enthralled by the fact that he did tshuva, and he was forgiven. Pasach v'yamar mizmor shir l'yom HaShabbos. So he wakes up and he says, oh, thank you Hashem for giving me the opportunity to do tshuva. Oh, mizmor shir l'yom HaShabbos. So all the mefarshim are bothered. What does mizmor shir l'yom HaShabbos have anything to do with the opportunity, with the experience of doing tshuva? Why should one have to do with the other? Those two concepts of Shabbos and tshuva don't sound like they have anything to do with one another. Explains the Beis HaLevi. Inyan HaShabbos hu. What is the point of Shabbos? What's the essence of Shabbos? Leida de mechadish olam mechol rega b'ya chadasha. Shabbos is to remind us that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a new world. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid. That is what he does. Vayom ha-shvi'i shavas ve'inafash. He rests on the seventh day, but the rest of the days of the week he's creating new every day. Ve'in rega kodem asiba l'relik shacharel. It's not a given that the world is going to continue. Shabbos is a time for us to remember Kisheshes Yom Masa Hashem, that God is the one who runs the world, God is the one who creates the world, and it's only because of Him that we have this world that we live in. V'zeo ha-bechina de-mekabel ha-tshuva amanhigo, lo kemaisav ha-kodmin v'harishonim lo tizkerena. Says the Beis HaLevi, this is what Cain understood. The same way that Shabbos is the renewal, it's the opportunity for a world to start over again, a new week to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the Bria that everything starts over every week, over again. It's not a repeat from last week. It's something new. Mechadish b'chol yom. Sotu said, Cain, now I understand. Now I really appreciate what it means. Now that I know what Shabbos is, I appreciate what it means to be about tshuva as well. Cain says, I am not the same person. Like the Rambam says, Ani ish acher. Pasach v'yamar, when he realizes that his tshuva has been accepted, the first thing that he naturally said was, Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. I am so appreciative that God gave me the opportunity to totally recreate myself, to make myself somebody different than I was before, and now to have nothing to do with that previous life that I lived. The Gemara says in Erechin, interesting Gemara, Daf Tezvav, Amar Rav Chana Bar Chanina, Ma Takanos Hashem Mesapri Lashon Hara. So this is a major problem. All of us speak Lashon Hara, unfortunately. Nobody's careful about it. Chafetz Chaim tried to make us careful, but we're still not careful. So what do we do, says the Gemara? We all make mistakes, we talk Lashon Hara, how are we supposed to get around it? What do we do tshuva to get around the problem of Lashon Hara? Says the Gemara, Im Talmud Chacham Hu, if you're a person, Talmud Chacham doesn't mean you're a big Talmud Chacham, means if you're a person who knows how to learn Torah, then Yasek B'Torah Shenemar Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. Ask the Chidon, one of his svarim. We know there's a concept in the Gemara, Eka Teger Nasan Eger. The thing, the object that did that which is bad is not able to turn around all of a sudden and become something good. You can't use, let's say the Gemara says you can't use gold on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's going to remind us of the Parah Aduma and Kateger Nasas HaNeger. Famous concept that the Gemara speaks about. So ask the Chida, if you used your mouth to speak Lashon Hara, then how can you go ahead and use that very same mouth to talk words of Torah? And that's going to be Mechaper for your Lashon Hara that you did and Kateger Nasas HaNeger. If the Gemara would have said, the way to do tshuva for talking Lashon Hara is by giving tzedakah. If the Gemara would have said, go and have Aniyim come into your house, do something else, I would have understood. But over here, the Gemara is saying, take the very item that did the Avera on its own, and that's the way you're going to get it. Tshuva doesn't make sense. Explains the Chidon, no. Because we understand that the process of tshuva is one where you become a completely different person. Those lips that spoke the Lashon Hara are not the lips now that are going to speak Torah. You're a totally different person, to the point that we assume En Kateger Nasa Saneger would not apply here at all. You are not the same person, like the Rambam says, Ani Ish Acher, I'm a totally different personality. And because I'm completely different, because I transformed myself and became somebody new, a Bria Chadasha, literally, therefore we assume that En Kateger Nasa Saneger would not have any footing when it comes to this question. Let's just close with a very interesting vart that the Shemi Shmuel writes, the son of the Abnei Nezer. He writes in this week's Parsha, actually. So in Parsha Shoftim, we speak about the Jewish army that goes out to the Muhammad. They go out to wage war with the enemy. And what does it say? Shema Yisrael. So you have the general of the army gets up and he says, Shema Yisrael, I want all of you to listen, all the soldiers. Atem kreven hayom lemelchama. Today, you are going to stand up and go wage war against your enemy, says Rashi. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shema Yisrael, why does it open up with those words, Shema Yisrael? Because it's coming to teach us. Even if all you do, the only schus you have in your life is you say Shema Yisrael every day, that's enough to save you, that's enough that the army, the Jewish army is going to win because they recite Shema Yisrael every day. What's the connection between Shema Yisrael and the Jewish army winning the battle? Why do the two things have to do with one another? Explains the Shem Yishmuel as follows. We're going to start Mincha in 2 minutes. Explains the Shem Yishmuel, Ha'inyin hu, Shekriya Shema hu, Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shamayim. Each and every day we go ahead and we're Mekabel Malcha Shamayim. And what happens? We're Mekabel Malcha Shamayim in the morning. We have Kavana, we have intent, that we really want to remember that Hashem is the God, He's the one in charge of the world. And what happens? A few minutes later, we do an Aveira, we forget about it. And a few hours later, we eat something without making a bracha, and we forget about the fact that we were Mekabel Malcha Shamayim. But what happens? We come back from Ma'ariv, we do it again. How foolish is that? But he says, no, we always remind ourselves, no, we always have a chance to do it again. We mekabel malchus shemayim again, and even though we make mistakes and we forget during the day, we're going to be mekabel malchus shemayim erev avoker, every single day, every morning, every night. We're going to have that chance to remind ourselves that God is the one in charge. He's the melech ha'olam. And therefore, he says, that's what it's about over here as well. Even if all you have is the fact that you're Shema Yisrael Atem, even if you only have that opportunity to say Kriya Shema every day, you know that you have that chance. Lo yipo berucho, you never give up. You remind yourself every morning and every night that you're going to be mekabel malchus shemayim again. That, he says, is the Jewish people's opportunity to always start again. Esav, he says, is milashon asui. Esav believed, I'm finished, I'm a complete being, I don't need to work on myself at all. Yaakov says, yesh li rav. Yaakov is akev, milashon a heel. He's always catching up, he's always running heels, he has more to accomplish, he has more to do. And he says that's what it's about over here as well. He quotes from one of the rabbeim that he had. Shakol yom b'hashvala esma. When we think about the opportunity that we have to do tshuva, we think about it like this. Today, as compared to yesterday, kidim yon yehudi ligabi goy. Today I'm a Jew. It's as if yesterday I was a non-Jew. He says that's the opportunity of tshuva, that it totally transforms us to be as if yesterday we were not Jewish, because now the new trajectory that we're on, once we take upon ourselves to go ahead and become bali tshuva, to become something new, a new entity, it's as if yesterday we didn't experience yesterday at all. And that's what he ultimately explains, that that's what El, that's what Rosh Hashanah, what Yom Kippur is all about. This is why the Chayalim, this is why the soldiers need to hear it. Before they go out to the battle, before they go out to war, they need to hear, become a Baal Tshuva. You always have the opportunity to do Tshuva, to become better. And the Kriya Shema alone is what will remind you of the fact that you have that opportunity to try again, to do Tshuva, to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, and to become better people through doing that.